Hi, welcome to Onc Live. I'm Dr. Martha Terrace, Chair of Urology at the Medical College of Georgia, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about the tendency to diagnose women with bladder cancer much later in their course of cancer when they have more advanced disease. So despite recent approvals of immune checkpoint inhibitors and antibody drug conjugates, as well as targeted therapy, the prognosis for advanced bladder cancer remains quite poor, with a five-year survival rate of under 5% for muscle-invasive disease. While female patients constitute a minority of the urothelial carcinoma patients, retrospective data suggests these patients may get diagnosed at later stages and suffer worse survival, irrespective of stage. An analysis of the SEER database revealed that 70% of the increased mortality in women could not be explained by factors such as age or tumor characteristics. The same SEER database study also found that about 13% of white men and 19% of Black men were diagnosed with stage 3 or 4 urothelial carcinoma, where that increased to 15% of white women and 29% of Black women. Women were likely to have locally advanced cancer with a worse prognosis, a 23.9% five-year survival versus 87.7% for localized cancers. It's not just in the U.S. either. A Swedish study showed that women had a higher mortality from bladder cancer with a hazard ratio of 1.15, and a Japanese population registry found that women had a higher risk of death from localized and locally advanced urothelial carcinoma. Another study on variant histology also demonstrated that women patients more likely to be diagnosed at an advanced stage and with a higher five-year mortality rate. Why is this? Well, one theory is that women are just less likely than men to consult a physician when they have blood in the urine. We're used to seeing blood in the toilet. We get blood from vaginal sources, from uterine bleeding from time to time, and don't think much of it. So they may not be seeking help until it's later in the course of the disease. Another issue is that women receive less imaging tests when they do complain of hematuria. And why is this? Why are doctors biased against working up the hematuria when they see it in women? Again, maybe they're thinking, oh, it's just some uterine bleeding, menstruation, something like that, or other causes. The most common one is women come in with blood in their urine. The urgent care doc sees a little blood on the dipstick and says, oh, you've got a UTI, here's some antibiotics. And I see so many women come in to my clinic with advanced bladder cancer, and they've had a year or two of multiple ER visits or multiple primary care visits complaining of blood in their urine and are given antibiotics, and nobody thinks to look for anything else. Another one that we as oncology practitioners are guilty of is women that have had prior pelvic radiation are often thought, oh, well, it's just radiation cystitis. Their bladder's irritated because they got radiation for their cervical cancer or endometrial cancer or rectal cancer. But the risk of bladder cancer, of a secondary bladder cancer, is 14% higher than the normal population for people that have had pelvic radiation. So we really need to take that seriously, even though we're going to work up a lot of hematuria that may actually be radiation cystitis. The chances of them having bladder cancer is higher. The lag time for a secondary bladder cancer is actually around 10 years. So many patients I see with secondary bladder cancer after having pelvic radiation were like, oh, but the radiation was so many years ago, that couldn't have caused it. Well, no, that's exactly when it causes it, is 10 years later. The 10-year survival rates from secondary bladder cancers are actually worse than from patients that never had pelvic radiation. Patients that don't receive radiation with secondary bladder cancers after another malignancy, the survival rate from their bladder cancer was 37.9% compared to 29.2% after external beam radiation therapy and 22.2% for those with a combination of external beam and brachytherapy. So the key is early detection. We shouldn't shrug off the hematuria. We should encourage our patients to come see us when they have hematuria. If there's any question, just send the patient to a urologist. We'll be glad to work them up. It's our bread and butter, and we're not going to be critical if you send us a bunch of radiation cystitis or recurrent UTIs, because we don't want to miss these ladies with bladder cancer either. Thank you very much.